Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the second year in a row.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks for joining us. It's good to be with you as always. It's my pleasure. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been hanging around with us already today, well, I know how much fun you're having because I'm having a good time too. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to check out all the things we've got going on there, the archives, the articles. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can find out more about our Brain Trust members, including our guest this half hour, who's one of my heroes, ladies and gentlemen. Hector Barreto is the administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration, and he's not only doing an outstanding job as the head of the SBA, which is also one of my favorite organizations, but he's got the background, folks. He's got the goods. He is like you and me. His heart and his background is in small business. That's where he came from, his family, and he himself was a small business owner, and he's out there helping us all, doing a great job at the SBA. Hector Barreto, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, good friend. How are you this morning?
Great. It's good to have you back on the show, and it's always a pleasure to have you back. We appreciate your time.
No, I appreciate the opportunity to be with you and your audience. I always have a good time, and I know we're able to share a lot of good information.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure we got you back on one more time before the big doings going on week after next in Orlando. Why don't you tell us about that?
That's right. We're going to have a big shindig coming up here in 2 weeks. I'm very excited about it. We've been working on this thing now for over a year. It's the SBA Small Business Expo, and we're celebrating during National Small Business Week. As you well know, Jim, President of the United States declares 1 week a year Small Business Week, and this year we're going to have an expo to commemorate it. We're also finishing up our 50th anniversary celebration. We've been going all around the country over the last year, talking to small businesses, doing roundtables. It's been an incredible experience, and we're going to culminate this whole thing on May 19th through the 21st. That's 2 weeks away at the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando, Florida. I know you're going to be there.
Yep.
We're going to have about 4,000 small businesses there. It's going to be great.
It's my annual pilgrimage to the SBA's program, and I'm really looking forward to it as you wrap up your 50th anniversary. And again, congratulations on 50 years with the SBA. And of course, you've got so many outstanding people who work with you, Hector. I tell people this all the time. You've got political appointees. You got career people. They're all outstanding individuals. It's so much fun to see the passion and the energy that your people have, and whether they've been appointed in the last 2 or 3 years, or whether they've been with the SBA for 20 years. It's really, really exciting to see that.
Well, there's no doubt about it, Jim. And not only do we have great people inside the central office and in our 70 program offices, but we've also got great partners like yourself, great partners like the Small Business Development Centers, the Service Corps of Retired Executives, the Women Business Centers, our lenders, all of the government agencies that participate in business matchmaking, all of the corporations that make all of our activities possible, like Hewlett-Packard, like IBM, like Microsoft, and Office Depot, and Staples, and so many others. We couldn't do it without all of you, and it's just been incredible what we've been able to accomplish these last 3 years together.
Well, there's another thing, folks. You know, when you've got people, if you go to the website, by the way, if you go to sba.gov, you'll find a very visible link to the expo area, the expo suite of their website, and you'll see all the corporate sponsors of this expo. Now, I've been involved as you know, Hector, this is my seventh year to work with you guys, to work with the SBA, two different administrations. I've never seen so much corporate assistance, so much corporate support in all the years I've been doing this. And I think that's a tribute to your leadership and to the people who run the SBA to attract and to be able to make those sponsors happy with the kind of program you're doing. And I think you guys deserve some credit for that.
Well, I appreciate it. But, you know, it really is a win-win situation. We're very fortunate to have that kind of support. You know, we couldn't do it without them. You know, the SBA over the last, 10 years has really learned how to leverage our resources to make 1 + 1 = 3. That's why we do more loans now than at any time in our history. That's why we trained and counseled 2 million small businesses last year. That's why we set up over 10,000 one-on-one matchmaking appointments between small businesses and the buyers of every federal agency, a lot of Fortune 500 companies. We're really running this like a business. We're not a business, but we can think like a business.
That's
know
right.
You appreciate that, Jim.
Absolutely. Mr. Administrator, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, I want to get Administrator Barreto to break down the week for us. I think you'll find this very interesting. Some of the things that are going on, you might even want to show up. And I think it's something you might want to think about. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We skip the line.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And folks, we have the distinct honor and my personal pleasure of having the administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration with us and also as a member of our Brain Trust. He's a good friend of ours, mine and yours. And he's Hector Barreto. And Hector, we're talking, folks, about the Expo, the SBA's 2004 Expo in Orlando. First, I want to ask you, how unprecedented is it to take the show out of Washington?
Well, let me say it this way, Jim. We've been around for 50 years, and this is the first time ever that we're going to take it out. And you know, we heard from small businesses over the last couple of years. They said, "Listen, why can't the people come out of Washington D.C.? Why, if we want to get contracts or if we want to meet people, do we obviously have to go to Washington D.C.?" And we said, "You're right." And that's why we started doing business matchmaking all around the country. Mm-hmm. That's why we did these 11 regional events all around the country in every region. And now we're going to culminate it in our Small Business Expo, the biggest event the SBA has ever done in Orlando, Florida, May 19th through the 21st, and it is going to be phenomenal.
See, it takes a small business owner's mind, ladies and gentlemen, to say, what if we put an elephant in the living room? What if we did? I really like that about Hector. Okay, now let's talk about some of the things that are going on that week. First up, first part of the week, I'm actually going to be getting there on Saturday. I'm going to be there all week long, and because we've got an NAC meeting, a National Advisory Council meeting,
that's right,
the first part of the week, and then that's going to roll right into the kickoff on Wednesday, right?
That's absolutely right. I mean, this is a full week of activities. This is what we did last year for the National Entrepreneur Conference, and we just built on that. And, of course, I thank you so much for serving on the National Advisory Committee.
My
That's
pleasure.
The committee that advises me on small business issues. Very important committee. I've got 100 great leaders all around the country that are participating in that. But you're right. It starts Wednesday. We're going to get things rolling. People are going to be signing up. That evening, we're going to do a reception at Disney's Animal Kingdom, welcoming all of our guests. It's going to be great. And if you haven't been to Disney's Animal Kingdom, it is just a hoot. It's great. And then the next day, we're going to do our women's business, celebrating
Thursday
women's
morning,
business.
Thursday
morning, right there at the convention center. We're expecting over 3,000 fired up, motivated women business owners there. It's going to be very exciting. And then after that, we're going to open the trade show floor. And as you know, this year we're in the convention center. Last year we were in a hotel. We're going to have over 400 exhibitors, most of those small businesses. Then we roll into business sessions, and we've got some powerful business sessions. Show Me the Money, The Balancing Act, Managing Your Business in a Dynamic Economy, Connecting to the Government Marketplace, Trends in Small Business, Marketing Strategies, the International Marketplace, everything that you could use as a small business owner. We're going to try to touch on those issues. And then we're going to do a National Awards Luncheon where we're going to name the National Small Businesses of the Year. Of course, we have one from every state, and they're competing against each other for the top award. It's going to be just a phenomenal event. And then on Friday, we're going to have a Phoenix Awards breakfast honoring our disaster department and some of the great stories that came out of there. And then on Friday, I know you're going to be there, IBM, our great sponsor, is going to host a town hall meeting. This is going to be televised by CNN,
right.
And it's going to be exciting. And our special guest is the Secretary of Commerce, the Honorable Don Evans. It's going to be phenomenal.
And the Dolans are going to be hosting that, aren't they?
That's
they're
right.
They're going to be doing their television, their CNN FN television show.
That's right.
Ken and Darla, I think is his name.
Yeah. Ken and Daria. They're wonderful. If you haven't seen them before, you're going to really enjoy
They're going to be hosting
them.
That. So if you watch their show on television, folks, it may not be, part of it may be live, I don't know, but certainly I know that over the next few days they're going to show clips of it on their show.
That's exactly right. We're so excited to have them there, and it's, you know, their show is seen by 30 million people.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to really get the word out on small business at this national expo, and then after them, we do a national awards luncheon honoring our procurement winners. You know, we've had a phenomenal year with regards to procurement, of course, business matchmaking, and of course, that's going to be going on during those 2 days. We're going to set up 3,000 one-on-one appointments between small businesses and the buyers of every federal agency and many Fortune 500 companies.
Folks, this is all going on. Most of this stuff is all going on simultaneously.
That's right.
So a lot of it is. And this business matchmaking thing is a big deal. It is one of the most exciting things. It is the most exciting thing I've ever seen come out of the SBA.
I tell you, people are so happy to participate in that. You know, they always tell us that they need the same thing big business needs. They need more business, and if we can help them get more. You know, last year, you know this, we did $62 billion in contracts with small businesses. It's $10 billion more than the year before, and it was just very exciting. And, of course, you know, government buys everything. Paperclips to aircraft carriers, a lot of opportunities for small business, and also in the corporate sector, there'll be a lot of corporations that are interested.
Folks, basically, this just gives regular small business owners, anybody can sign up for this and be seated at the table in front of these prospects. You get to say which companies you'd like to meet, and they will put you in a sales call with people that might have taken you who knows how long to have gotten in front of and maybe would never have gotten in front of.
Well, a lot of times these small businesses say it would take me a year to get the kind of appointments that I got if I could get them at all.
Yeah.
And it's really working, and it makes sense. You know, taking the contracts out of the Beltway, taking them to Main Street, taking the needle out of the haystack element of doing business with the government, that's what this is all about. It's been a great success, and the biggest one that we're going to do is going to be here in Orlando. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in doing business with the government or corporate America, you've got to be there.
We got more to come after these messages with our good friend Hector Bredo, the administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. It's 10 till. We'll be right back. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having more fun than the law allows with our good friend Hector Barreto, Administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. Folks, check out this website, sba.gov. This is not your grandfather's Small Business Administration website. Check it out. It's a lot of fun, a lot of good stuff there. And there's a very prominent link to all of the information that we've been talking about with Hector about the expo and in Orlando, Florida. And folks, those of you who are listening in Florida, please figure out a way to get over there and check this out at least one day. And if you can, and wherever you are in the country, wherever you are in the world, if you can come to this expo, it's going to be a lot of fun. But Hector, there's going to be some things that are going to be on the website, aren't they?
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, there's a lot of great information on there, and we want folks to register. You know, 70% of the people that attend this event, I think it's going to be more than that, will have registered at sba.gov/50, sba.gov/50. And you can register, and I'll tell you, you can get some good prices on this. You know, if you do it before the conference, you can get the whole package for $350. And at the day of the conference, we'll sign people up too, but it'll be a little bit more, $400.
Right.
Now, if folks just want to go for a day, they can just pay the daily rate of $125. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, they're going to get tremendous value. We've priced this in such a way that the small businesses can walk out of there with much, much more value than what they invested in it. Plus, they're just going to have a heck of a good time and meet a lot of great people. So we want to invite everybody to attend. It's going to be a sellout. I will tell you that we've only got a few booths left for the trade show floor. Mm-hmm. We still got some space in our business matchmaking events, but those are going very, very quickly, too. And we'll still have a few seats for the different venues, but there's still time, 2 weeks away, and we want everybody that can to participate in this great opportunity for small business.
One of the exciting things, and by the way, folks, I'm going to be broadcasting all 5 days from down there. We'll be doing some, in the early week days, we're going to be doing some SBA stuff and some that will be just regular programming. But then as we get into Thursday and Friday, Wednesday probably too, but certainly Thursday and Friday, it'll be all SBA all the time. You're going to meet some very cool people, including the winners, the top three or four small business people in the country, including the small business owner. And Hector, as you know, this is be my seventh year to do that. On Friday, I'm going to be introducing you to those people. You'll be getting their interviews first, and that's going to be a lot of fun. That's one of the big things about Small Business Week, Hector, is you guys recognizing the top 50, the state winners, the people from each one of the states in the District of Columbia, I think it is, who are the winners of their state or their district. And then you're going to boil it down, and on Thursday you're going to announce who the top winners are, aren't you?
That's right. Well, you say it all the time, Jim. They're our heroes. These are the folks that do it every single day, that make something out of nothing. They're brave, they're courageous, they're hardworking, they're patriotic, and we ought to acknowledge them. You know, the President of the United States says all the time that small business isn't small, and he's right. When you consider what they represent in this country, small business is the engine that fuels our economy. And I'm so excited about being there with you and with all of these great small business people. I get energized and I get so filled up when I'm around them, and I know you do too.
Absolutely. No question about it. Well, yeah, and I'm really looking forward to meeting all the folks there, some of the old friends and some new friends. Talk to us a little bit, but let's talk. We got a little over a minute, Hector. Talk to us a little bit about the loan program. How's that going these days?
I'll tell you what, we are breaking more records this year. You know, last year we did more loans than ever in our history. We're up 25% year to date. And what I'm also excited about, we're up in every community. It's like 30% across the board to minorities, to women. And that's what we should be doing. And there's better time than ever to get the capital for your business. Let us know at SBA. We have loans of all sizes. We want to do loans for you. And this year will be our best year in the history of the SBA in terms of total loans done.
And, of course, you work through lending institutions to facilitate those.
That's right. We have 6,000 great lending partners. We have some non-bank lenders.
Right.
We have certified
banks and
development
financial companies.
Yeah, it's CDCs that do our real estate and fixed asset loans. I mean, we've got a great program. A lot of times small businesses don't know about it, or they have a perception of what it was years before when there was a lot of paperwork. There was less paperwork. You can get a loan quicker now than ever before.
And one thing I'd like to say, Hector, we've got to wrap it up here in a second, but folks, don't forget that there are outstanding SBA organizations in every single state in the union. Check out those folks, the regional and the local small business administration offices. Hector Barreto, thank you for being here. Give us your website one more time.
Thank you, buddy. SBA.gov/50. I'll see you in Orlando, Florida.
Looking forward to it. See you later.
Thank you, friend.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.